Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are with Chamishi for Parsha's Vayira. V'sarot tzvardeim, mimecha, mibatecha, miabdecha, miamecha, rak biyor tisharna. And the frogs will leave from you, your houses, your servants, from your nation. They will just remain in the river. Tzimoshe v'aron, me'im paro, v'yitzak Moshe el Hashem, al dvar tzvardeim, asher sam mefaro. And Moshe and Aaron went out from before Pharaoh, and Moshe screamed to Hashem regarding the frogs that were placed on Paro. Rashi says that they should go away tomorrow. V'yas Hashem kidvar Moshe, v'yamusu ha-tzvardim min ha-batim min ha-chatzeros u-min ha-sadus. And Hashem did like Moshe had asked, and all of the frogs died in the houses and of the courtyards and in the fields. And they made piles of them, and the land became putrid. And Paro saw that he was freed from this plague, and his heart became hard, and he didn't listen to him like Hashem said. Rashi asks, where did Hashem say this? And it's going back to the very beginning. Perek Zayin, Pasuk Daled, that he's not going to listen to you. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, emor el Aaron, nete es matcha, v'ach es afar ha'aretz, v'haya lachinim, v'chol eretz Mitzrayim. And Hashem said to Moshe, speak to Aaron, stretch out your staff, and hit the dirt of the land, and it will become lice in all of the lands of Mitzrayim. Rashi asks, why does Aaron have to do this? Because similarly that the earth, the dirt of the land, hid the body of the Mitzri that Moshe buried. And as a result, Moshe felt again a debt of gratitude towards it. And therefore, it was not appropriate that he strike it himself. V'yasu chin v'yid Aaron es yado b'matehu v'yach es ha'afar ha'aretz v'tihi hakinam Ba'adam Behema Bechol Afar Haaretz Hayalachinim Bechol Eretz Mitzrayim. And Aaron stretched out his hand with his staff, and he struck the dirt of the land, and they became lice on people, on animals. All of the dirt of the land became lice in all the land of Mitzrayim. Vayasu chen achatumim bilatehem lohotzia eskinim v'lo yochlu v'tihi hakinam ba'adam u'behema. And the magicians, with their whispering spells, went to try and bring forth lice, and they could not, and the lice were on man and animal. Rashi comments on this interesting language. It says to take out the kinim, lohotzia eskinim, meaning to try to bring them from someplace else. But they couldn't, because apparently black magic and demons are not able to do anything with creations that are smaller than a barley. Vayomra chartumim el paro etzbe elokim hi vechazak lev paro v'lo shamai lehem kasher diber Hashem. And the magicians said to Paro, this is the finger of Elohim, and Paro's heart was strengthened, and he did not listen to them like Hashem said. The Mitzrim, following this rule that we learned before, said this cannot possibly be black magic. This only must be God. And yet he still didn't listen, in the same way that Hashem told Moshe that he would not. And Hashem said to Moshe, wake up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh as he is going out to the water and say to him, so says Hashem, send my nation and let them serve me. Ki im eincha mishaleach es ami, hineni mashlich becha uva'avadecha uva'amcha uva'batecha es ha'orov umalu bate mitzrayim es ha'orov v'gam ha'adama asher hem aleha. For if you do not send my nation, I am sending against you and your servants and your nation and in your houses the wild animals, and they will fill the houses of Mitzrayim and also the land that they are on. What exactly are Arov? Rashi says it's Arov is a mixture. So therefore, it's all types of different wild and bad animals, scorpions and snakes, and in this crazy mixture, they're going to attack and destroy them. And Rashi also now quotes an Agadata that tries to explain what the order, the sequence of the Makos of the plagues so far. Strategy is as follows. When you lay siege to a city, first you want to spoil their water supply. Afterwards, you go around and make a lot of noise, with like Yoshua did with the shofros, in order to scare them and bewilder them. Rashi says, therefore, that's why we see Dam and Tzvardea in this order. V'hiflesi b'yom ha'hu es eretz goshen asher ami omed alea, levilti hayos sham arov l'man teda ki ani Hashem b'kerav ha'aretz. And I am separating on that day the land of Goshen, which my nation is residing there, and there will be no wild animals there, in order that you should know that I am Hashem in the midst of the land. Rashi says that even though my presence is in the heavens, my decrees are fulfilled in the world as well.